Crypto Fear and Greed Index jumps 14 points in a day, biggest move since January. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index climbed from 32 to 46 on April 23, 2026, a 14-point move in 24 hours that Cointelegraph flagged as the biggest single-day rise in roughly 3 months. The reading sits in neutral territory, just short of the 55 threshold, where the index flips to greed. The jump lands on a quiet tape. Bitcoin trades at $78,155 with a 0.1% 24-hour change as of April 23, 2026. While Ethereum is down 1.7% at $23,544, XRP is off 2.3% at $142, and SOL is down 2.0% at $86. None of that action, on its own, explains a 14-point sentiment shift. What the index actually measures. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index is a composite score from 0 to 100 that blends volatility, market momentum, social media signals, Bitcoin dominance, and search trend data. Low readings are meant to flag capitulation. High readings flag euphoria. Contrarians treat extreme fear as a buy signal and extreme greed as a caution zone, which is why a double-digit one-day climb gets attention even when the underlying prices barely budge. A move from 32 to 46 does not mean the market is bullish. It means the panic component has faded. Traders who were bracing for a lower low are no longer pricing that scenario with the same intensity. The signals behind the move. Three inputs likely did the heavy lifting. Bitcoin volatility has compressed. BTC is up 4.3% on the week, but has traded inside a narrow band the last 48 hours, and lower realized volatility pushes the index higher on its own. Social sentiment has also cooled after last week's Aave and KelpDAO headlines, with fewer fear-driven posts flooding the tracker's natural language inputs. And spot volumes on majors are showing steadier flow rather than the panic sell pressure that defined the April 18th to April 20th window. There's a discrepancy worth flagging. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed snapshot read 60 greed at 0715 UTC on April 23rd, while the Cointelegraph cited reading sat at 46. The two trackers use different input weights and different refresh cadences, so divergence is normal. Readers looking at either number should note which provider they are quoting. Why a neutral reading is not a bullish reading. At 46, the index is saying no one is panicking, rather than the rally is back on. History shows the index can sit in neutral for weeks before committing to a direction, and crypto has recorded false breakouts in sentiment that preceded further drawdowns. The better read is that the capitulation leg is probably done. The accumulation leg has not yet been confirmed. Two data points matter for traders watching from here. A sustained close above 55 would mark a transition into greed and historically correlates with short-term continuation. A failure to hold 40 within the next few sessions would suggest the recent bounce is a reflex, not a regime change. The macro backdrop, the move happens against a jittery macro setting. Reuters has the dollar at a 1.5-week high on the Iran-US standoff, and Asian equities pulled back from record highs as oil climbed on Iran risk. In that environment, a crypto sentiment recovery that holds without strong price follow-through is a quiet signal. It suggests the fear discount attached to crypto-specific headlines, the Aave deposit drain, the KelpDAO exploit, the Volo hack, has largely been absorbed. Whether that absorption translates into flows is the open question. Fund data for the current week has not yet been published. And without inflows, the index can drift back down on any fresh headline.